just for someone who does not know, what is Ocean's Day all about?
Ocean's Day is really, it's a day that's intended to raise awareness about the role of the ocean. You know, we not just inland people, even coastal people tend to take the ocean for granted, but the ocean plays a very important role, not just for coastal communities, but for the entire country, for the entire continent. I mean, the oceans they take about 70% of the space, yeah. Earth space, yet we know so little about them. So the day is really raising awareness about, to try and highlight the important role that the ocean plays, and ensure that it's given the sufficient and required attention.
Yeah. Do you think that COP17 and the ocean was most ignored ecosystem at the moment?
Yeah, as I said, I mean, it's the ocean ecosystem is probably one of the most important, but the one of the I would say maybe we don't know enough about it, and really therefore the effort here is to try and make sure that as many people and as many decision makers know enough about the oceans, and also increase awareness, especially among young people, about the role of the ocean. Our climate, I mean, depends on the ocean. I mean, and it's time that its role and awareness about it is increasing. It's increased.
Yeah. And what are you, as the Department of Environmental Affairs, doing to increase that awareness?
Yeah. The department got a number of awareness campaigns. We've got on in June. There's actually World Oceans Day, which is a day that's celebrated all over the world. And we, for the last few years, we've started celebrating the day. And increasingly, the awareness about it, around it, is increasing. I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And every year in October, we have Marine Week, which really highlights all the issues around the marine environment. But more than that, I mean, on a daily basis, I mean, we actually now have a standalone unit that deals with oceans and coasts. Precisely because we realize that the role of the ocean previously was kind of, previously we had fisheries and oceans, and we tend to focus more on fisheries, but fisheries now are separate, and the department just manages the ocean environment. And as a result, there's more attention on ocean issues and even all the environmental issues around the ocean.
Yeah. A UN report stated that at least 40% of the oceans were heavily affected by human activities.
Yeah.
So what exactly can we do in order to save our oceans? Because they are in extreme danger.
Yeah, there's a number of things that can be done. Pollution is one of the biggest problems. And interestingly, most of the pollution comes from upland, I mean inland. Uh-huh. It obviously goes down to the rivers, ends up in the ocean. Many municipalities just discharge stuff into the ocean. Companies, the ocean can only take so much.
Yeah.
I think we're at a point where people realize, I think previously we used to think you can just dump about everything into the ocean, but ocean can only absorb so much.
Yeah.
And increasingly, obviously, there is that awareness, we're raising that awareness, people are more conscious about what they're doing. And also, we don't just dump anything now into the ocean, there's regulations now. And we're ensuring that people know that they cannot just, you know, think if whatever they dump in the ocean, they forget about it. It will come back eventually. And oceans, I mean, people also realize that we depend on the oceans not just for the food, but for recreational activities, for transport. Mm-hmm. All those things are important. And I think people increasingly are becoming aware through these awareness campaigns.
Mm-hmm. As a department, are you trying to do any programs within the rural areas? Because I think, you know, there are a lot of rivers in the rural areas, and people throw their wee and
Absolutely.
All the other stuff in the river. And I don't think they know what the consequences are of them doing that.
Yeah.
So as a department, do you have any programs focusing on rural areas?
One of the focus for our Marine Week is precisely that. I mean, we went to the rural Eastern Cape, went to rural KZN, went to Northern Cape. The idea is precisely that we should not be preaching to the converted, those who already know enough. I mean, we should try, and I said, we're trying to get to new audiences. We're targeting really rural areas, small towns where people, people take, as I said, they take it for granted. It's something that's always been there. And people need to realize, as much as the ocean has opportunities, it also has dangers. and some of the dangers are because of what we've been doing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's increasing storms now. There's, you know, there's flooding. You know, all those things, and we really make an effort to really, I mean, go out into rural areas and reach people we've never spoken to before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, just as a department, what do you hope the outcome will be from the COP17?
Yeah,
concerning oceans. And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the outcomes obviously is that we want oceans to be firmly on the agenda of decision makers. People need to realize, I mean, the importance of the ocean. I don't think, as I said, is that we're taking for granted. And we've got, I mean, this Oceans Day today. There's quite a number of very key players who are involved, and that really that's putting the agenda of oceans on the forefront. And we believe this can only grow. I mean, every year it gets bigger and bigger, and every time there's a meeting, people are actually paying more attention to the ocean. A number of countries in the world didn't have ocean policies until now. Mm-hmm. And now South Africa is in that position. The US, they just developed one. South Africa is busy developing one also. And that shows you that suddenly we realize that we cannot just go on. They need to have a policy how we manage our oceans, how we use them, and making sure that it's there for our future, for future generations.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.